From the Marquee Media Studio inside Mark Tank, it's the Mark Haney Show.
Yes, this is the Mark Haney Show, and we are on a mission to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution right here in the hometown we love. And today, coming up on the show, I have a man that has been on the show one other time. He's Willie Duncan. He's the president of Sierra College. You might ask yourselves, why would we bring a college president onto the Mark Haney Show? Aren't you guys all about entrepreneurship? And the answer to that is yes, we are about entrepreneurship. We're about inspiring, educating, and connecting. And some of you probably don't know, but Sierra College is doing amazing things in the world of entrepreneurship right here in our backyard. And so I brought on Willie to share what's happening around entrepreneurship here in Rockland, but it really covers the entire region. And so I want you to stick around. I think you'll hear a little bit on the show about Willie and his path, the way he thinks about success, because not everybody's cut out to be an entrepreneur. It is for some of the crazy ones, if you listen to Steve Jobs. But you know what? Great things are happening at Sierra College. So if you want to take a pathway to figuring out who you want to be, listen to this interview, and you're going to get some insights from Willie about kind of figuring it out, because a lot of us haven't figured it out, or maybe we're in between. And Willie has some insights on the show that he will share. So stick around, my friends. Also, at the end of the show, I'll have my closing thoughts, and I'll talk to you a little bit about the way I learn and the way that I think maybe some of others of us learn. And anyway, stick around. I hope you enjoy the show.
Entrepreneurs are the heroes of the American economy. They take the risks, create the opportunities, and move the molecules. Now, back to the Marquee Media Studio, it's the Mark Haney Show.
So when you think of entrepreneurship and you think of higher education, what do you think about? What comes to mind? Well, for me, I think of Sierra College that is right here in Rockland. And today on our show, we have Willie Duncan. He is the president of Sierra. And they're doing some really interesting things in terms of helping people to become more entrepreneurial at Sierra College. How are you doing today, Willie?
I'm good, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being here. Yeah, but I also appreciate how you're helping shape young minds. Well, they're not all young. I was going to say young minds. What is the average age of a Sierra College student?
Yeah, average age is about 27 or 28. So we still have, you know, a really good percentage of our students that are traditional right out of high school. But we have a lot of students that come to us later in life after they've already done a few things and they want to come back and either, you know, further their career and get further ahead, or maybe it's always been a life goal to get that education and come back and do it.
Well, it's interesting because you think about late bloomers in general. I look at the Sierra College student. I was at Sierra College for a very, very, very short period of time way back in the day. But the way I perceived Sierra College is that it's for people that, you know, maybe their parents didn't grow up and get them in the all the 4.0 curriculum and to, you know, fast track them to Stanford or some major university. And so they're a little bit later bloomers. They weren't as exposed to catching opportunities early on. So you end up going to Sierra College, which can really be a great opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's a piece of it. You know, I think also, too, with the high cost of education and the way, you know, the price of four-year universities has gone up and up and up, and it's become so that really the only way to go is to get a scholarship or get a loan. I think many families now look at, you know, hey, how do I keep my son or daughter close to home and let them get started and let them get started at community college. All three of my kids spent some time at Sierra. So, you know, I think it's now become part of people's plan to get there. But you're also right in that there are many students, I think, in high school and growing up, they might not, their parents might not even understand the value of higher education and might not be pushing them for that. Or the student just isn't sure, you know, they don't see themselves as college material. Or they haven't worked, you know, haven't worked particularly hard at it because nothing like really energized them. Nothing got them excited. They didn't see themselves in anything they were working on. And so you call them late bloomers. You know, they kind of figure out, hey, I need to do something. Sometimes we get them just because they got to do something and they don't know what else to do. But hopefully we can, you know, light a fire in them and help them find what it is that they could do and want to do and get them on their pathway.
So it can be a practical approach from a financial standpoint to start off at Sierra. And then what happens, what do they discover when they get to Sierra typically? What are the kinds of things that people are, you know, having that light bulb moment?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there are quite a few things we do. I mean, obviously, you know, the first thing we do when we connect with somebody is pair them with a counselor or an advisor or some sort of a support system, support program within our system to try to have a conversation with them and try to identify, you know, what their interests are first and foremost. And, you know, we really are trying to flip the conversation with folks and trying to start with the end in mind and say, you know, like, what are you interested in doing? Like, where would the pathway be for you? And then we can help them figure out how to get to that. For somebody who doesn't know and they just tell us, you know, I have no clue, you know, we can start talking to them about, we've created what we call interest areas. And so we can start talking to them about our interest areas, which is really a fancy way of saying we've kind of distilled down the way certain skills that are needed within certain job sectors to kind of start talking to people about what kinds of things would you, what do you like to do? You know, do you enjoy, are you a technical person or are you more, you know, a creative person? You know, and starting to kind of get to the nuts and bolts of what an individual is so that we can try to plug them into some classes they can take. And then, you know, quite a few other things that happen. But, you know, one of the things, I mean, you do some work in, a lot of work in, and we've been focused in is, you know, really entrepreneurship across the curriculum. And so really trying to give everybody and every student a little bit of snippet of the skills that are needed with an entrepreneurial mindset. You know, you started the show by saying you think of Sierra College when you think of that. And I'm pleased because when I got here 11 years ago, it seems like a long time now, that was one of the things, you know, that I really wanted Sierra College to be known for was our entrepreneurial mindset.
So. Yeah, well, people say all the time, you know, what do you do if you have a great idea? And maybe the answer in some cases is go to Sierra College where you can begin to explore that idea or that passion to either own your own business or maybe it's in technology, but you want to do something great in your life, you can actually start taking steps by going to Sierra College. So what are you doing in terms of helping these young entrepreneurs or people who might want to be entrepreneurs?
Yeah. So we recently opened up an entrepreneurship center. It's connected with our makerspace. And that's a place where all kinds of resources are available to somebody who wants to think about owning their own business, especially if they want to prototype a product or they've got an idea and they want to try to figure out how do I take that idea out of my head, get it down on paper and get something started. We've got those kinds of resources for them. But even bigger than that, I talk about infusing entrepreneurship across the curriculum. You know, to me, from my standpoint, I look at what's necessary to be successful out in the business world. And I talk to a lot of business leaders. It's a big part of what I do about what they're looking for in employees. And, you know, they always talk about, you know, some of the skills that are necessary, creativity, you know, somebody that's a go-getter, somebody that can think outside the box, somebody that's not afraid to fail, you know, being okay with failure, knowing that's a necessary step in getting to the right solution. And when you think about those kinds of things, those are really things that entrepreneurs need, right? In order to start a business. How many businesses don't succeed the first time when somebody starts, right? The majority, but you got to keep going and you eventually hit on that right thing. And so if we can help people understand what those skills are, Those are skills that help you not only if you're going to start your own business, but if you're going to go to work for a business, if you're going to go to work for a small business, they definitely need those things. But even a big business, everybody's trying to reinvent themselves and think about how they can be successful into the future. And so those are skills that individuals can use no matter where they land.
You know, we all learn in different ways. Some people are find themselves being sort of book smart. Yeah. Some are street smart. Others really want to get their hands dirty. And you talked about your makerspace a little bit earlier. And like, is there a way to get hands on at Sierra that might be different than we might expect?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, people think about college as kind of the traditional 4-year, you know, I'm going to get a bachelor's degree kind of thing. Even if you start at Sierra, you can transfer on and get your 4-year degree or an advanced degree. But the reality is half of what we do is focused on career education, you know, programs like welding and advanced manufacturing and mechatronics and public safety, you know, police, firefighters, nurses. So we have hundreds literally of certificates and short-term programs in which we can give training. Cybersecurity, that's a huge growth area right now in our economy. And so you can come to Sierra, and so talking about getting your hands dirty, you know, you want to get into advanced manufacturing, very high-paying jobs that are growing in our region. And you can come and learn how to operate that machinery. It's almost like programming these days, you know, is much more so than, you know, say an old metal shop or something like mm-hmm. that. But I've been to a lot of the local manufacturers and seen what they've got, and they've got all of it. You know, they've got the really expensive Haas machines that are run by a computer, but then they also have, you know, regular old machine shops in which they're, you know, bending and welding metal and putting things together so they can fabricate anything. And that's really what we're trying to, some of the things, you know, to say in that program.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about, you just launched your makerspace recently. Yeah. I was over there and listening to you speak, you know, and how the community is coming together. When we're there, there was all the leaders of the entire region, you know, the South Placer region were there. And I just thought it was really interesting how the community is rallying around what you're doing, including the entrepreneurial community, including people that own their own businesses. You guys have created this entrepreneurial council. So you're bringing some of the street smarts of the people that have, you know, really done well in the business world, and they are infusing themselves into the people that are helping drive book smarts.
Yeah.
How does that mashup happen, right? When entrepreneurs and business people and community leaders start connecting up with students?
Yeah. Honestly, it's magical because, you know, we can, as a college, you know, we can teach, we can help lead people to the right resources. But if you think about, you know, entrepreneurs in our community, and we're talking some of the most successful business leaders in our community who have done it, you know, they've succeeded in business. They've failed. All of them will tell stories of failure, but they've overcome that and succeeded in business. The wealth of knowledge they have in their heads is so much better than any you can find in a book, right? And so the willingness of them to come together with us and share that information with students so that a student that's starting out can hear directly from somebody that's been successful as to what it took for them. And I think in many ways it's validating for students because everybody thinks they're struggling, right? Nobody sees themselves as being that hugely successful thing. And if they can hear some successful people say, oh no, I struggled with that just the way you're struggling with that right now, that just boosts your confidence to help you know that you can be successful. And so I think, you know, we enjoy immense support from our community at Sierra College. And I couldn't be prouder of the connection we have with our community and with our business leaders so that they're willing to, you know, dedicate that time. And you're one of them, so you deserve some credit for that too.
Well, you got to show up. You got to show up.
I think you usually say, you know, like half of everything is just showing up. Right?
Yes,
I
mean, yes.
And it's true. But we appreciate that. And people coming together and being willing to share with young people and older people alike that are trying to better better themselves.
And what I would say to that is I learn something when I'm around people who are ambitious, people that are driven, have big dreams. I learn, I get as much out of that as I think maybe a student or a young entrepreneur might. And so to me, it's one of the most gratifying parts of my world is being around people that haven't quite discovered it yet, but they want something bigger and better for their life. So it's definitely inspiring. But one of the things that I've been focused on this last several years is really venture capital as an asset class and helping get more money into these early stage entrepreneurs, these founders that have tech companies and companies that really have the ability or the potential to scale. How do we get more venture dollars to them to help them get off the ground? So that's what we do at the Growth Factory. There's a lot of people that are, they don't even know what the word venture capital means, right? They don't know on my world, Monique's world. I got Monique Brown over to my right, who is one of the co-founders of the Growth Factory. And we're helping companies that that really haven't got there yet, but they have the potential. And I guess what we're hoping or what we're, I guess I'm imagining is that students that come out of Sierra College, once they become exposed to the idea of venture capital, the idea of you could build a business that's highly scalable, we've all heard about those companies. They're the Facebooks and the Ubers and the Googles. Those are all venture-backed companies. Mm-hmm. Well, that's possible out of Rockland, California, right? And so people, I guess, haven't connected those dots.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's what's so valuable about these conversations is I think it changes the mindset, right? I think people start to see that that is possible here. You can do that here. And we have a growing entrepreneurship community in this area. And so those kinds of efforts, hopefully, we're prepping individuals that are going to be able to take advantage of that venture capital that you're talking about. And so that, we're kind of the stage before that even of really just kind of trying to seed those ideas and help people even dream that they can do something. And like I said, they can walk into our makerspace with an idea. We can help them prototype that idea. And then we can bring in experts that can talk to them about how do you take that product now that you've designed and you've got one prototype, and how do you then turn that into a business? Mm-hmm. What do you do with that? Who do you talk to? How do you market that? How do you connect with a venture capitalist? What's that venture capitalist wanting to know from you before they're going to want to invest in you? Because I guarantee you don't just walk in the door of somebody that wants to invest in, in firms like this and just say, can I have some money so I can do this? No, there's a process to go through. And so educating people as to what that process is, I think is huge.
And one of the things, too, that you mentioned jobs earlier. So we are, we're invested into a lot of companies here in the Sacramento region. And these companies get a round or two of venture capital, and they begin to hire people. And they're looking for people that have an understanding of marketing. They're looking for people with the right work ethic and, the right values. But they're also looking for people that think entrepreneurial or entrepreneurial. And so there's, to me, I start thinking about what to recommend to a Sierra College student if he or she wants to become more exposed to this venture community. It might mean getting a job with a tech company or one of these fast growth venture backed companies.
Yeah. At the end of the day, a place like Sierra College, we're really a workforce development engine, right? That's really what we are. So that anybody can come to us and we can help them maximize themselves and get to that spot where they can get in and get to work in an area that they want to work in. And so I think you're absolutely right. If you're thinking about, wanting to get into entrepreneurship yourself, going to work for an entrepreneur, going to work for a small business in our area, connecting with a venture-backed firm is probably a great way to do it. And that's one of the reasons why we are always interested in connecting with businesses, because that's how our students get employed. The vast majority of our programs where we have good connection with industry, they're employing our graduates as they're graduating out of the program. And then they're helping us better the program and make and improve it, because we're getting feedback then as to how did that work? How How is that employee once you got them mm-hmm. working for you? Are we training them on the right equipment? Are we giving them the right skills? And so, you know, at the end of the day, that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to help people lift themselves up. You know, and a key component for us in all of this, I believe firmly that we need, you know, an equitable economy with everybody being able to participate in our economy. And so we've got to maximize the potential of every single individual that comes to us. And then that's good for all of us. That builds our economy. That gives trained workforce for our businesses. That allows our businesses can be successful. So they can stay located in Rockland or in our community and always be able to hire folks. I want a business to be able to say, well, I can't afford to leave that area because I've got a pipeline of folks coming to work for me and I don't want to move away from that pipeline.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about let's go back to who the students are that come into Sierra College. Are they coming in? Obviously, they probably haven't decided exactly what they wanted on average, haven't decided exactly what they want to do. They're there to discover their gifts and begin to really grow as adults into this new world. What I wonder is, are those people, the makeup of those people, how ready are they while they're at Sierra, to go jump into that workforce? Are they typically ready at that time, or is it really more like just a kind of a stepping stone to the next, you know, to Sac State or a different college?
I think it depends. I mean, you know, it's a spectrum. I mean, we really see people across that spectrum. We see some come to us and they're not prepared for you know, really any meaningful employment. But we have other people coming to us that are fully employed, that are doing well, but they come to us because they want to build some skills and they want to add something to what they already have. And, you know, their national statistics are that about 35 to 40% of jobs require a four-year degree. So that means 60 to 65% don't. So what are those jobs and what are the skills you need to be successful in those jobs? And so many people come to us to get an AA or some of the career programs I talked to you about before to get a certificate or a one-year or a two-year a certificate in one of those programs so they can get to work and start their career or advance themselves within their career.
When you get challenged with a question like, should my child go to college or get the four-year degree? I mean, what kinds of, how do you field a question like that?
So my perspective on that is, what does your child want to do? What is your child preparing to do? Because to me, there's nothing more defeating to saying, I'm going to go get a four-year degree. I don't know when I'm going to get it in. So I'll pick a topic and get it in. I don't know. I'll get a sociology degree. I made that up. Nothing against sociologists. They're fantastic. But I'll get a sociology degree. But the person hasn't thought about what I want to do with my degree. So they graduate. They've got a four-year degree in sociology now. And they still don't know what they're going to do. They're a barista now down at Starbucks, right? And they feel, you know, they feel like the system has let them down. They're probably in debt from getting a four-year degree. So no, I wouldn't say, oh, everybody needs to go get a four-year degree. I would say, what excites you? What interests you? What do you want to work in? What field do you need to see yourself in? Then let's look at what it takes to get into that field. Mm-hmm. And it might very well be that, yes, it's a four-year degree in order to get into the field, but I can get an entry-level job in that field right now and understand that field a little bit better while I'm working on my education to know for sure that that's really what I want to go into.
Interesting. So there, Starbucks, I haven't been going there lately, but I've spent a lot of time going in and out of Starbucks, getting coffee. And they've got great teammate, you know, yep. I really love the people over at the local Starbucks. But the most ambitious people, like I keep thinking that I want, if I haven't discovered what I want to be yet, am I going to discover that at Starbucks? Well, if your goal is to work your way up through Starbucks, I'm sure it's a great job. But people that want to do something different than call right. fast food, they want it, but they don't know what it is yet. One of the ways of discovering that is being around people who are extremely ambitious,
yeah.
people who are very driven. They haven't settled. They are working on changing the world. And when those type of people sort of rub off on you, it can become infectious. Their commitment level, their drive, that's infectious. And I think so many people they don't even know what that's like. They grew up in a household where both parents, you know, maybe had, you know, maybe sort of an average approach to the job, you know, working for the weekend, playing for the paycheck. And, you know, it's just a job. I think a lot of that's fine. Sure. But there are other people, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship, right? The part that I'm passionate about. Entrepreneurs are changing the world. And so being around non-entrepreneurs doesn't help you as much as being around people who are really driven, people who are in the game, in the arena. And so I guess that would be my challenge to the Sierra College student. And maybe to the Sierra College team is we got to get these guys, your students, put into these startups. You don't get paid a lot. You get paid like you're working at fast food. You don't get paid a lot of money as a in the startup world, but you're around people who are, you know, taking a lot of risk, making sacrifices, and in many cases, doing something that's going to change the world.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great program, by the way. And I think I love it. I mean,
those companies are all over Sacramento, but people don't know about them.
I think that's something that we should really focus in on is how do we place students that are interested in entrepreneurship in companies with entrepreneurs, small businesses, you know, would probably be the best place to do it, that are right here in our community, even if it's not a lot of money that they're going to make. Because I agree with that. You know, they can get an entry level job somewhere, you know, and maybe they can make the same amount doing this, but it's connecting them with some people that they can really learn from. And I think if I've listened to any entrepreneur I've listened to and hear their story, they oftentimes worked for others that helped them learn what they needed to do, right? And it gave them, they started thinking about things differently by being around people that were driven in that way that you're talking about. And that motivated them to say, I can do that. I watched this person do it. I can do that. And so I think you're right. I think that's huge, being around people like that. I mean, you know, that's like the old, you know, adage that your mom always told you, right? You know, be around people that are positive, they're doing good things, because if not, you're going to do the things that the other people do. So
it's amazing how simple that is, but I think a lot of times we have fear, right? It's scary to go apply for a job. Yeah. It's scary to walk into a tech company and say, you know, are you hiring? And the fact is, it's hard to find good people. If you have the right value set and the right kind of drive, you can get your way in the door in one of these tech companies.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, you're not going to get hired necessarily as an engineer or some of these top jobs, but they need workers that'll work for cheap and show up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's oftentimes maybe our role in the community college is, you know, helping identify or helping people figure that piece out. That sometimes, you know, drive is enough, right? Sometimes just having drive can get you there. Just like you like to say, get in the game, you know, that's half of the battle is showing up and being there. And so they, you know, I think our role really in connecting folks is helping them understand that, because not everybody sees that, right? Yeah. Oftentimes people are waiting for something to happen for them, instead of understanding that they've got to go out and make it for themselves. That was actually, every year at graduation time, I always give a graduation speech to it, you know, and I try to keep it really short because nobody likes long graduation speeches. But it's one of the things I hit on all the time is graduates. Here's the important thing to remember is you can't sit and wait for it to happen for you. You've got to go make it happen. Nobody's going to bring it to you. Nobody's going to come and say, oh, now here's the rest of your life. Here's your career. Doesn't happen that way. You got to go get it.
Yeah. And if I'm a parent out there, you know, that's listening and thinking about, I have a college student or somebody who's approaching college, it's like, I would want them to go work for somebody that would teach my kids some work ethic, right? Because a lot of times, you know, if your first job or your first couple jobs are, you know, people goofing around behind the counter, you know, that's what you're learning. But if you're with a small business where the owner's on site, where they put everything on the line, you don't get away with, goofing around behind the counter full time, right? You learn, you know, show up early, stay late, all the different kind of things that probably you and I learned when we were kids. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think in many cases these days, people aren't learning that basic work ethic that is so foundational for a young person.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not certain. I mean, we could probably have a whole, you know, show on just why that is, but I definitely agree with that. And we hear that from employers a lot is, you know, they, that we could help if we teach the basics, you know, how to show up on time, how to be ready for work, you know, those kinds of things. We have a boot camp program for construction, for example, and it's a partnership with the BIA locally. Mm-hmm. They helped us create it. They teach in it. They hire everybody out of the program, and it's an 8-week program. So if you want to go to work in construction, 8 weeks, we can have you.
High paying career right now, my friends.
And it's available. And so we run those boot camps constantly. And that's part of the program, is like, this is what it's going to be like to go to work on a job site. You got to be on time. You got to, you know, you got to be ready to go, and you got to dress appropriately. We teach them OSHA safety. I mean, just all those key components that you need to know in order to go to work.
Some jobs, so I own a construction company. I own a bunch of companies. One of them is concrete, right? Mm-hmm. We own a concrete company. And this is not, people aren't drawn, what I've seen is young people aren't drawn to things that are more back-breaking type of work, right? Where you're pushing around wheelbarrows and, you know, you're on your hands and knees finishing concrete. This is real laborious. Yeah. It's hard work. And a lot of times people are more thinking, I want to have something that's air conditioned, right? Is there a way I could have one of those office jobs? Yeah. And you said we don't need to get into all that, but do you see the trend that I'm seeing in terms of people not wanting to break their back?
Yeah definitely. And you know, I think a lot of businesses are struggling because of that. You know, they're struggling to find, you know, folks that want to work, mm-hmm. Especially if it's, you know, labor, you know, type positions.
So if you are one of those people that is not afraid of that, maybe you've played sports or, you know, worked on your parents' land or something like that, you like to work with your hands, you can get right out of Sierra College.
That's right.
And you can land yourself a high-paying job. And since there's not so many people that want to get into that, mm-hmm. You know, the chances of it being high paying for a long time are pretty good.
One of our most successful programs is our welding program. I mean, if you can weld, you can work. I mean, that's the saying that we have, and those are high paying jobs. And we get a lot of folks come to us and say, you know, I can earn $10 more an hour if I can weld at my job. And, you know, they've already got a job. And so they come and they learn how to weld. But that's a really popular program. And welders are, you know, snapped up out of that program the second they're ready to go.
That's great. Yeah. Okay. So one of the things I want to make sure that we brought up is, you know, the relationship that, the Growth Factory and Monique Brown is over to my right. She's going to be getting involved in your entrepreneurial ecosystem and work to, bring our ecosystem into your ecosystem and see if we can help that collision. What are your thoughts behind something like that? Yeah. How did that kind of thing come about?
Yeah, no, I'm excited about that. So one of the things we did is we were starting to look at, like, how can we continue to grow our entrepreneurship efforts? And, you know, we've set a goal for when people think about entrepreneurship, that they think about Sierra College. So one of the things, you know, but we don't know everything, right? And so we came up with this idea of creating something like an entrepreneurship in residence idea. And that's where Monique is stepping in and the Growth Factory is stepping in with us. And that really is distilled down in my mind to better connecting us into the entrepreneurial ecosystem in the area. What resources are there? Who are the small businesses that are getting started? Who are the entities that are trying to support small business in the area? So that we're at the table with everybody when those conversations are happening. One, that's going to provide those placements for our students that you're talking mm-hmm. about. And then two, it's going to help us build a better program so that as when students are coming to us, they see that we've got all of the pieces right there. And that everybody's engaged in our center there. And that's a place that you can go as a student and you've got all of the resources so that someday I'm hoping that a student walks in there or walks out of there and says, man, I cannot believe the experience I just got at Sierra College in that entrepreneurial center. And that's part of what Monique's helping us put together.
So, we're excited about that. And a couple of just kind of final questions just about, I like to find out what makes people tick a little bit. And you personally, obviously you've been very successful in your life. You're the president of Sierra College. And so for me, I sort of wonder, how did that happen? But really, how do you continue to stay at your very best? How do you continue to win? Are there books that you read that you might recommend, or is there media that you digest that might be interesting for other people to be thinking about?
Yeah, I'm not the big self-help book guy. Okay. A lot of people in my position are, and
how come you're not?
That's a great question. I don't know. I've always learned more by doing. I've always just jumped in, and I honestly can't sit still long enough to read through a whole book. I get distracted. I get like, no, I can't do that. I listen to a lot of podcasts. So here we are.
Yeah.
And so I digest a lot of media, audio wise, and so can always put a plug in my ear and listen.
Do you listen to podcasts about education, or is it, fitness? What are you into?
Yeah. So education would be one thing. And, sometimes, news and finance is an area that interests me. So that's an area where I listen to some things. And then sports. I'm a big sports fan. So, football season, I'm listening to football. Baseball season, I'm listening to baseball. Excited about the new baseball season start right now. So those are the kinds that, I try to really focus in on separating my, my life, my personal and my work. Mm-hmm. So that I when I go home, I don't want to talk about work. I don't want to like sit down, with my wife or kids and tell them all about the things I had to deal with, that day. I feel like that's not the place to do that. I don't want to relive that there. So I want to enjoy myself. I want to go outside, with my family and walk my dogs and play catch or get in the pool or do those kinds of things, when I'm with my family. So.
All right. Well, so this, typically on the show, we have entrepreneurs come on the show. Yeah. And so this is really informative and educational, I think, for all of us. So, but maybe it's just some closing thoughts about Sierra College and your role in the community as Sierra College. And then what you'd envision for Sierra College, especially as it relates to entrepreneurship.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we are the community college for our community, right? I mean, we're in the community. We are part of the community. And so I am, like I said earlier, I'm really proud of the connection we have, but we're reliant upon our community. And so we're always trying to be responsive. You mentioned that at our grand opening, we really had a lot of folks that are, a lot of elected officials, a lot of business leaders show up for that event. And, I think we enjoy immense support. In many ways, we're kind of Switzerland, right? We're like the area that can bring everybody together. Even if you're having political battles or some other battles going on outside the community, you can come to Sierra College and connect and support education and higher ed. And so we really enjoy that support. And so I, in many ways, want to be that entity. I want to be the convener for the community. So I want to be able to bring the community together on issues. Entrepreneurship right now, I think, is one of them. And so that's part of our goal in this. Is how do we convene? How do we bring together people like the Growth Factory doing fantastic work, along with people that want to start small businesses, people that have been successful and live in our community, and bring them all together and convene, these great minds together and have it produce something? Because I can sit and dream up something, but I only have that limited perspective. You bring all of this brain power in together, and what can we can accomplish anything. And so I love leveraging that and bringing that together. And I see that as like a huge part of my job. I have responsibility for the day-to-day operations of the college. We got 1,200 employees. We're a busy place, right? And I have all of that, and I can get embroiled in all the politics of that and doing everything that you do running an organization like that. But what really excites me and why I do what I do and want to stay in my job, why I love my job, is the ability to connect with folks, the ability to be involved out in the community, to engage the community, to listen and hear what the community is saying and try to be responsive to that with the college so that we can, so that the community trusts us. So they know we are their community college and that when people come to school with us, they're going to get something of value out of it.
Well, we love what you are doing for the community. Love your vision around entrepreneurship and bringing people together. Because I agree with you, together we can do anything, right? Yeah. We can do it if we work together and we collaborate, and we can do it at Sierra College. So, thank you very much.
Awesome, Willie. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Can you hear the drum?
now, let's get Mark's perspective and closing thoughts from today's show. We're back to the Marquee Media Studio. It's the Mark Haney Show.
Welcome back to the Mark Haney Show. Great show today. Talked about entrepreneurship with Willie Duncan, the president of Sierra College. And Willie, he's transformed Sierra College. I mean, Sierra College is now really getting itself put on the map in terms of entrepreneurship. I mean, it's doing so many great things. They're producing good athletes. They're producing people that are going into good jobs, but they're also producing people who are beginning to think entrepreneurially. And whether you're going to be an entrepreneur or somebody who works for an entrepreneur or working in a large company and you need to think entrepreneurially, I think a place like Sierra College is a great way to discover who you want to be and what you might want to do. And those discoveries, they sometimes they come up in unexpected ways. I shared at the beginning of the show how I learn, and that I would talk about how I learn at the end of the show. And the truth is I'm still learning, which at my age, some of you may be going, you're probably forgetting more than you're learning. And that may be true, but I still feel like I have a beginner's mind. And when I put myself in positions that I haven't put myself in the past, I think it puts me in a position to learn. And some of those times, I'll share a few examples of how that happens. You know, at the Growth Factory, that certainly happens. That certainly happens in my workouts, and it also happens with my family. So it happens in different areas. I'll talk about the Growth Factory though, just a little bit. At the Growth Factory, part of what I do is help entrepreneurs to unleash their full potential. And the way that I learn from them as I learn about these exciting journeys that they're taking in technology and really figuring out a way to change the world. So I learn a lot from them in learning how they operate their business, the problems that they're solving. But what you might not think would be a good learning experience is something that I get it's my job to help share a little bit of old man wisdom with the up and comers. And when you get forced to or put in the position to help other people, especially when you're my age, you want to make sure you do a good job. I mean, everybody does, but I think at my age, it's more expected. And when people are putting themselves out there at the Growth Factory, these very ambitious, talented young people, and it's my job to help them, then I have to teach them. And so that really makes me think about delivering, something that's helpful. And so if you're out there thinking about how you might, you know, how you learn, one of the ways you might learn is by teaching. You teach people how to do things, and you actually learn because you have to understand concepts better. And one of the, I guess, the main principles within the Growth Factory that I convey is that nobody builds a truly great company alone. I mean, that's my motto, but what does that mean? We have to put the people in our lives that put us in position to succeed. And many times we don't do that. We forget to do that, or we're lazy, or we're fearful, and we don't put the best of the best in our lives. And we have to do that, and there's ways that we do that. It's my job to help these founders begin to think that way. How are they going to put the right people in their lives? And the first thing they have to do is get some of the big questions right. And the number one question that we try to help them with is, what are you going to do with what you got? And that starts with a personal assessment, right? That starts with self-awareness of, like, what are your strengths, and what other strengths do you need on your team in order to get yourself from point A to point B? And many times people end up putting the wrong people on the team or surrounding themselves with the wrong people. I was telling Marcus the other day, there's companies out there that really go on the cheap and hire people, and the first bozo you hire ends up being the representation of your company. And next thing you know, okay, I need to hire another person. Well, who's applying? Other people like the first one that you hired, and you end up with what I call a bozo explosion. And that's no way to build a company. So we have to start at the very beginning with the best, because if the best attract the best. And so that's one of the things that we teach at the Growth Factory, is how to attract the best. The other area, another area that I end up learning, is at my in my workouts. Right, some of you know I do CrossFit, and I've learned a lot about how a body is supposed to move, and sometimes how it's not supposed to move, and how to be healthy and physically active. But I also took up yoga about a year and a half ago. I go to East Wind Yoga, and it's really been life-changing. I've learned how to breathe, which sounds so simple. I've learned, you know, how inflexible I am, my body can be. And I've worked to change that. And I think I've learned a lot of things about the anti-aging and maybe a deeper wisdom, because at East Wind, they sort of make you think about who you are and who you want to be, and kind of with the mode of you can be who you want to be. And occasionally, at the beginning of class, Scott will, the owner, will call on one of us for some words of wisdom. And this is always an awkward moment because it's a surprise. It's only happened to me once, but I'm waiting for it to happen. I sort of expect it to happen to me more because I'm like the oldest guy there. It doesn't. But the one thing that I shared in the time that Scott called on me is, you be you. Right, we're all different. Some of you want to go up and get a good job. Some of you are looking to be entrepreneurs. Others of you are still trying to find who that is. And the one words of wisdom that I've shared is, you be you, but you can be whoever you want to be. For me, I immerse myself in what I love, and I tell my wife I'm going to work, right? That's kind of that's me being me. You may not be that same person, but that's who I want to be. It helps me to achieve what I want in life. So I also learned from my grandkids. I learned from, you know, the different ways that it sort of reminds me of when I was a kid, and these memories come back, and you sort of relearn what maybe you already knew, but it sinks in just a little bit more. It reaffirms what matters most to you. So to all you out there that are learning, that are searching for who you want to be, of course, Sierra College might be a stopping point. Also coming down to hang out with Mark Haney down here as we discover who we want to be together at Hanging with Haney. You know you're welcome to hit me up. And come to the Growth Factory and learn alongside our entrepreneurs. But the one thing you shouldn't do is sit back and contemplate and waste. You got to show up. So I show up at yoga. We show up at the Growth Factory. You showed up to listen to this show. So I would encourage you to show up. And to all you out there fighting the good fight for entrepreneurship, to all you out there fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, our way of life, to the 13 stripes and to the 50 stars and to that one opportunity to learn that is all awaiting each of us. We're never above you. We're never below you. We're always by your side. This segment includes the personal knowledge, experiences, and opinions about angel investing by seasoned angel investors. This content is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Nothing in this segment constitutes a solicitation, recommendation, or endorsement.